RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Ryan Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, just after 7 o'clock here on a final Saturday in July. We welcome you to Tee to Green, live and on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Brian Colzio, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Kevin Sylvester, third man of our team, is covering the 3M Open this week. He's on PGA Tour Live and ESPN Plus coverage, so we'll be having Kevin coming up a little bit later on here in the show to get the latest on what's going on the PGA Tour. Also, we'll have some talk on putters coming up. 7:30, Taylor Gesell, our friend from Callaway, going to join us as well. As we are live this morning on the beautiful patio at East Aurora Country Club. Jeff Mitis, good morning.
I can't believe July is almost over here. This summer's flying by, and I know teachers don't like to hear this. It's about a month before you go back. The kids go back to school. So, yeah, but one of the cool things we get to do is go to all these clubs, and we get beautiful views and sit on nice patios, and it's a little bit of a tease because I'd rather be out there playing. The course is empty. It looks perfect.
I know. Yeah, we're on the patio here at East Aurora. If you have been here before, you know the view that we're talking about. We actually can, we're kind of on the corner of the patio where we can see the first hole and also the ninth hole coming in, and a beautiful scene here where they hold the International Junior Masters. We were here about a month ago when they held that great event, annual event, and you know, everybody here we know does such a good job and a good effort on that tournament, another successful year that they have. And Jeff, we know we're a big proponent of promoting junior golf. And I know East Aurora can be proud this morning. They've got actually a state champion in the 14U division. This weekend they had at Lake Placid the New York State Junior Amateur event for the 14U boys and girls and the 18U boys and girls. And the 14U boys winner came right here from East Aurora Country Club. Connor Jackson is his name.
You know, we talk about it every time we're here because they do such a great job with junior golf here. Not just the big event, but the junior masters, but they let kids play and they have a junior membership that's affordable. So if you're a golfer, yeah, this is a great place to play. And they don't just, it's not just lip service. They actually mean it and they want kids out here playing and they got a great junior program. So that's how you develop players, and congratulations to that young man. That's a nice win. That's nice for your resume.
Yes. Good job for Connor there, the 14U champ. I have firsthand experience. My son has participated in junior things here. David Jones, the PGA Pro, does such a wonderful job promoting junior golf. His son, Cole Jones, is a fine player, a junior player too, who's putting together quite a good resume himself. But I remember when my son was playing on a junior league team that was actually in the what was called the South Division in with East Aurora, they had a great PGA Junior League event here with the team on the same day that they started the International Junior Masters, and they had the kids out playing. And to kind of see, obviously, the older kids kind of see how they were performing. And I just remember, my son talks about that all the time. He's like, remember that when we went to the International Junior? It's definitely something here that if you are looking for a family spot to be and you have kids that love golf, East Aurora Here with what everybody does here to promote junior golf, and if you want kids playing golf, this is a great spot to be.
And being a gardener on the way in here, my head was snapping back and forth. All the flower beds are amazing, so it is good, and it's that time of year too where we're starting to get into championship season, right? So a lot of club championships, a lot of invitationals, a lot of, like, the junior AM and the state AMs and all those events. This is when hopefully your game is starting to peak.
Yeah, next week at Pendleton Creek, I have my club championship, so that's a Saturday-Sunday thing.
Mm-hmm. And only 36 holes. That's good.
36 holes. Yeah. So that's fun. And I don't get to play in a ton of competitive golf, but for me, that's fun. I like to just kind of see, like, how can I handle the competitive setting?
Are you in the championship flight?
I am. So that part is...
Yeah, to put that 71 in and take your handicap down.
Yeah,
a bit,
I know. Well, yeah. And that was from the whites. And now for the championship flight, I got to play from the blues. So I actually, this week when I played a couple of times, I played from the blues just to see. And I would say on the holes that I didn't get the score that I was looking for, it's still, for the most part, if I look back at it, it really didn't have a lot to do with distance.
Not so, typically.
Right.
Yeah.
So for me, my game, I would say, and I don't want to make it...
Because you hit it far, though.
I don't want to sit up here and be like, oh, I hit it so far. But I always feel like, for me, the reason if I score well or not well, it's usually not like, well, if I was 10 yards up farther or 20 yards up farther, it would have been a different story. For me, it's a lot of times accuracy and is my short game on. And I think whether or not I'm playing the white tees or the blue tees, for me personally, it's not as big of a deal in the sense that, like, okay, instead of hitting a 9-iron in, I'm hitting an 8-iron in, or, you know, something like that. So it's that execution of the shot in the short game, and is my putter going well? So for me, I know the changing of the tees, for some, it's a big thing. I try not to even really think about it that much.
Well, you know, that extra 10 or 20 yards does mean a 7 instead of an 8-iron. And
correct.
Then, obviously, it's a little harder to hit with a 7 or 8. But it always does come down to the short game. Who's winning the events? You know, the best players, we always say, are the best players from 120 yards in. And then also during tournament season, you know, people like to get a lesson. Getting a lesson the day before your club championship may not be the best idea. And a lot of times, if you're going for a lesson or you're getting prepared, just work on the fundamental stuff. Don't you want to play your game, you know, and this is the time of year. What was that saying? Bring your plan for your B game and you find your A game, plan for your A game and you'll find your B or C game. So I think that's a great way to approach it, and just work on your short game a lot more this time of year. Yeah,
yeah.
Because you got to get up and down. You got to shoot a score. Remember, you're trying to shoot a score. It's not how it looks.
That's the part I love about it too. I think that every single thing's got to be putt out. And that's one thing I feel like I've really tried to do a good job over the last couple of years, is putt everything out. And for pace of play, I understand sometimes why somebody might kick it back to you, be like, hey, that's good, and all that sort of...
And scrambles and things like that, yeah.
And there's a difference, I feel like, for me. Everybody's played with these people, of course. Like, there's a difference between it being 1 foot and 5 feet. Like, well, I'll give you that one. And you're like, well... Probably should putt it. Like, sometimes it's, you know, you see the people that take those 5-footers all the time, suddenly their score is 7 shots higher in the club championship because they got to putt every single thing out.
Well, and 5-footers aren't gimmies. Yeah, go ask him. Go
but
ask
you
every
know
tour player.
People,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I know.
3-footers are not gimmies. Yeah, you get a downhill left to right, or if you're a right-handed golfer, that can be a tough little putt. I always enjoyed that part of the game, though. I always enjoyed putting, and I always enjoyed the challenge of putting. And then, yeah, like I said, you'll see people get so amped up for these tournaments that then they don't play their game either. So play your game. Just do the things you always do. If you're playing from a little further back, it's okay. You
right.
know, just keep and. When you have an expectation of a score, like if you go into a round and say, I got to break 80 today, that's a bad way to play golf. You know, you want to just go out and hit as many good shots as you can, grind it out, and see, and at the end, see what you shot. If you're starting to think, well, if I just make 4 more pars, if I just can just do this, I'll be in great shape. That's usually when the wheels come off, because you're not engaged in the task at hand, the one right in front of you.
It's very cliche to say, and all sports athletes and coaches do that, is to one shot at a time, one hole at a time.
Right.
You know,
yeah, you listen to the Bills. We're
right.
just going to get better today, and we'll worry about tomorrow. Yeah,
right.
All that.
But I think that's a good approach to take with golf, is that, look, I can't, when I'm standing on hole 12, I can't at that moment affect anything about how I'm, what I'm going to shoot on 16, 17, 18.
Right.
So let's not think about, well, if I go par, par, par to finish, like, you know, like, no, let's, whatever hole you're on, try to do the best you possibly can there. Because that's really at that moment, that's all I can really do. I can't make birdie on 16, 17, 18 when I'm playing 12. Like, I just think about 12 and what's the best thing I need to do here. I feel like my game has taken a little, a raise this year in the good direction. Couple of things. One, I think I'm making smarter decisions after I hit what I would consider to be a below average shot. I think in the past, I would say, I'm not saying I would try to play hero ball, but I would say, hey, I hit the drive. I'm blocked out here. I would try to say, well, I can hit a super hard hook around this or whatever and try to get it up there. And instead, I feel like, I don't know if conservative is the right word. I just think smarter. Smarter things of like, look, I'm going to hit the shot. I know I can pull it off. I'm also going to maybe instead of taking this angle where it might clip the edge of the branch, I'll take just a few yards to the left of that. So, hey, okay, now I know I'm not going to hit the branch. And, okay, par is still in play for me. Like, I'm trying to, I feel like, make smarter decisions. The other thing I think that's really helped my, and you said it already, I think has improved my game this year is that my short game's better. I'm getting up and down a lot more. So those scenarios where maybe I couldn't fully get the ball on the green and I had 40 yards left, well, I was maybe able to get up and down from 40, maybe a little better than I was 5 years ago.
And if you start, I mean, I say, well, you focus on each shot, but in that case, you know, you are in trouble. You do want to think a shot or two ahead, right?
Right.
So if I pitch it here, then I have a good angle at it, right? Yeah. So I don't have to go over a bunker. And there's something to be said for rolling it up on the front edge of the green, too, instead of aiming at the pin or, you know, if there's a bunker between you and there. And I remember I had a student who, when I was coaching college, we'd be driving to the tournament. Oh, 14th hole. Oh, I got the... you knew he was done on the 14th hole before we even got to the city because he was so worried about what he was going to do on the 14th hole. And you can't... That's another bad way to play golf. Yeah, just if you enjoy the process, you enjoy being out there competing and trying to hit the best shot you can, you just want to have fun at the end of the day. And we always say if you're nervous and you got butterflies, then you're doing something good in golf. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's okay if it's your club championship and maybe you have that little different feeling like you should that day.
Yeah, and a lot of people will hit a bad shot off the first tee because they're so focused on the result instead of, all right, I'm going to hit it out there and get my round going here.
No.
Tiger always eased into his rounds. It seemed like when he was on top of the world, he would always never seem to birdie one tee. He'd kind of make a nice easy par in the first couple holes and hit a conservative shot early and get his round going. Probably a good thing to do if you're nervous in a tournament. You know, that's the other thing. If you're not comfortable with your driver, we played a couple weeks ago, you put your driver away.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good decision most of the time because if you're not going to make a confident swing, you're not going to make a good swing. So if you don't think you're going to hit your driver anywhere near the planet, it might be a good time to put your 3-wood in the bag.
That's also another thing. I think with the tee shots, you have to swing confident. If I'm taking a driver and I'm thinking, all right, I want to steer this to one side or the other, it's not a confident swing. So whatever club you are going to hit, driver, 3-wood, hybrid, iron, like off the tee, like be confident with it. Because you're right. If you try to do the kind of that, well, I'll try to keep it on one side or
give
whatever.
It the Ginsu. Yeah,
that like swing the, just is never your best swing.
And you have to visualize, you know, we talk about all the time, pre-shot routine. If you're seeing a good shot, that helps too. So if you're on the tee and you're seeing your driver just ripping down the middle, that's great. If you're seeing your driver going OB left, that's not a good thing. So any kind of negative thoughts, even if you got to back off, just try to just make sure you're engaged in the shot that you're trying to hit at the time and enjoy the process of being in the club championship. Yeah, you're fortunate to be in there. And and you get to play in the championship flight, so that's cool. And you got a chance to do something cool and get your name on a plaque. So it's always fun, and I used to, as a PGA professional, I love running those events because people took golf seriously that day. And you're right, it is a little different when some of these guys got to hole it out. Yeah.
I like that. Just that it, okay, because I want to know, like, how do I stand when everything is by the book, everything's by the rules, you know, I'm not saying anything that people don't know. There are some people that you play with that they'll change their lie. They'll give themselves the 5-footer.
Yep.
Like, look, I want to play, and I want to know, hey, all the people here that I play with normally, like, when we're all doing everything, you know, the same.
Well, guys that are fluffers, too. You know, they fluff every shot out of habit, not necessarily just because they've always done it and they're playing with their buddies and then they're in the event. Whoop, can't fluff it.
Yeah.
So get used to the conditions.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I know there's been a lot of just pictures on social media over the past few weeks about people sending pictures of, hey, I hit my drive in the fairway and it landed in a divot. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's even been this push of, like, should there be a rule change on that? Should there be all that sort of thing? So are you all right if we do our tip of the week on how to hit a ball if it lands in the divot here? Because that might happen for me at the club championship.
Yeah.
I could end up in the fairway, very happy with my drive. All of a sudden I walk up and it's sitting there. So if the ball is in a divot or maybe in a lower spot in the fairway or something along those lines where maybe it's not sitting up in nice fairway grass, like, how do you handle that?
First of all, you have to handle it emotionally, right? Yeah. You have to accept the fact that you got a bad break here, that the ball's going to it's not going to come out as clean. It's going to be a much more difficult shot. Golf, you know, you catch good breaks and you catch bad breaks. How many times when it's screaming in the woods, you get a good member's bounce back into the fairway? So they tend to even out over time. What you're going to do is put that ball back in your stance and make sure you hit the ball first. Depending on the lie in the divot, it may not come out straight. I always take a little bit of an extra club. I move the ball back in my stance. It's not going to go as high. I'm going to tend to hit it a little bit thin. So take that into account. Thin's always better than fat. So I'd rather hit it a little bit thin. And it's going to shoot a little lower and be a little bit thin. So just be aware of that. A little bit further back in the stance, maybe a little more conservative target. You know, we talked to you, you're going to be in club championships a lot. Yeah. A lot of people always just aim at the pin. Well, maybe aim at the fat of the green and just try to give yourself a two-putt. Assessing the lie there is also super important. You know, you get there, you accept the fact that you got to, and then assess what you can do with the lie and don't try to squeeze more out of it than you can. But mechanically, I choke up on it a little bit, like a half inch, and move it back a couple inches in my stance. And I have typically more of an abrupt follow through because I'm trying to flate it low and get good contact.
Is that... Part of what you said reminds me of maybe what I might do in a fairway bunker.
Similar.
Right. Hit the ball first. I might take an extra club.
Yeah, I think you'll hit down more on the ball in the fairway divot than you would in the fairway bunker.
Okay.
Yeah, because you don't want a steep angle of attack into a fairway bunker shot. You want a shallow angle of attack. And when it's in a divot, you do kind of hit down a little bit steeper on it and take a little bit bigger divot.
Okay. Good tips there from Jeff. You land in a divot. That's how you handle it.
Yeah.
Tip of the week brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
They're not changing that rule, by the way. That's been around forever.
Yes.
Play the ball as you find it. And I know it's rub of the green or whatever you want to call it. It's part of the game.
Yeah. If you want to get, we talked about junior golf here to start the show. If you want to get your son or daughter involved in the game, or you want to just maybe figure out a way to get yourself started, you can go to WNYPGA.com. And if you're maybe wanting to say, hey, I want to get lessons, I want to go see a local PGA pro, you can contact Jeff through our Tee to Green account. You can go see Jeff at Golf Dojo. You can send Jeff an email through his Golf Dojo account.
There's still a lot of golf left.
Yes.
And, you know, I love playing. I mean, we're getting near September, October.
I think there's still three solid months of golf still.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, and some of the best months.
The seasons in Western New York seem to be just sliding a little later. Our spring doesn't come as early, but our fall really pushes nicely, I feel like, toward the end of the calendar year. We get a lot more golf in the fall.
Yeah, we do get a lot. It seems like it. Yeah, it's 101 degrees in the water off the coast of Florida, so we're getting a little warmer weather in October and November. You can play a lot of golf in November.
Yeah?
Yeah. We used to close November 1st. You know, just we're done for the season. Now you can get 5-10 good days easy in November.
Yeah.
So if it's not too late in the season to start playing, though, or to even pick up the game, or to make a change, or to try to get better. You still got a lot of time.
Yeah, there's a lot of fall leagues that people have, if you want to get into a program or something like that.
That would be fun. Fall leagues are fun. Yep.
Yeah.
Extend your season, because in January you're going to be wishing you played as much as possible.
I would agree, for sure. All right, 7:30, we're going to talk about putters. Last Friday, we had our Duster Putting Challenge at Glen Oak. We had 94 putters, 98 participants.
98.
Yeah, raised over $4,000 for PGA Hope, which was awesome. We've got another cool event coming up at Craigburn on Monday, August 14th, when Kevin Sylvester joins us a little bit later on the show. He's working for the working the 3M Open this week. Kevin will give you a little update on that, how you can bid to play with the three of us at Craigburn, which will be fun for you and a guest. We're going to make it a fun group of five. And Craigburn, beyond, of course, the excitement of playing with us, Jeff.
Yes.
Playing Craigburn is a really, really cool experience.
Yeah, Craigburn's probably one of the finest facilities in the state. Yeah, it's
not too far from where we are here today at East Aurora.
No, well, great practice. It's a great golf course. They're always making it better, and I heard there's even some more plans coming up at Craigburn. So, yeah, it's they're always improving the place. And, yeah, it's super fun. If you haven't played Craigburn, it should be on your bucket list.
Yeah, really, really cool spot. So Kevin will have that information coming up. As we said, Taylor Gessel, 7:30, to talk a little bit about putters. The Odyssey putter has been dominating on the PGA Tour with winners. So we'll get a chance to talk with Taylor about that. I know we're going to bring this up with Kevin, but I think it's worthy of talking about here. The biggest story this week with the 3M Open is you had a monster name playing in Justin Thomas, multi-major winner Justin Thomas playing. And he's playing for his playoff live, FedEx Cup playoff live, and he's playing for the Ryder Cup live here. And he is going to miss the cut. Now, there was weather delays yesterday. There's literally, is there one group left? Maybe there's two groups left. Kevin can officially tell us here this morning. However, Justin Thomas is done. He finished minus two. He shot even par 71 yesterday. And the cut right now is at minus four. So he will not play the weekend, which means, again, his quest to get himself into the top 70 for the playoffs, his quest to maybe make him a more attractive captain's pick for the Ryder Cup, did not go well this week.
You know, and I think we talked about this a week or so ago, and I would have picked Justin Thomas, and I think my mind is changing at this point. He really is in a funk. He's really struggling. Now you're talking about a guy that shoots minus two, and he's in a funk, but compared to his peers, compared to his talent level, he is not on top of his game. Everybody has slumps, but for him to fall all the way out of the top 70 is a really, really big slump and really, really surprising for the caliber of player he is. And it's not that he's not working hard. It's right. Not that he's changed anything. His dad's been his coach his whole life, and his gear, his company, everything's, you know, it's all the same. Sometimes you just lose that edge, and how do you get that edge back? And I'm sure he's trying harder than anybody, but I can't see him being picked right now for that team. I mean, there's two. If you look at the top players that are on that list, who's he going to supplant?
Yep.
I can't find a name I'd kick out for him.
So Zach Johnson's the captain. Again, the Ryder Cup will be in Rome in late September. They've changed the rules again. Six players get in on points. Six players will be picked by the captain, which is the most ever. There are some players right now that are already in as of this moment, just based upon the fact they actually can't be caught. That's Scotty.
They have enough points.
He's number one, Scotty Scheffler. He was going to be on the team, even.
Yeah, he might have been a captain's pick.
Two players, though, that are, excuse me, that are two and three in points that are likely to be in are two players that if we started the year, I wouldn't have even thought about for the Ryder Cup. It's Wyndham Clark and Brian Harman, the U.S. Open winner and the Open Championship winner. They are two and three in points. So unless something mathematically catastrophic happens, Clark and Harman are on the Ryder Cup team.
Which, as you say, that is shocking. Yeah.
But when the year started, for sure. Yeah.
How great for them, though.
You yeah.
Know, Max Homa may not be on that list yet. But
he's not. Here's the top six, as in this one. If the season ended today, these would be the six that would be in based upon points. Scheffler, who has officially even has a little star next to his name on the standings. He's already in because he can't be caught. Scheffler, one. Clark, two. Harman, three. Koepka, four. There's your other major winner.
Yep.
The
live guy. Yep.
The PGA Championship at Oak Hill. Shoffley, five. Cantlay, six. So right now, that would be your top six that would be in based upon points. Do you have a problem with any of those six?
I don't know. And I know Homa's going to be in because assistant captain Freddie Couples might have let that slip this week. That
Homa is seven.
He's the
first man out at the moment.
He will be a captain's pick. And eight, nine, the whole, I mean, if you just went off the points list right now, the top, is it 12? It's a super, super strong team. I can't imagine. That's why I can't see Justin Thomas replacing any of those guys. Like, just look at that list. It's insane. I don't have it in front of me, but I was looking at it this morning. Are you pulling that up?
Yeah. It's interesting in the sense that you've got some big name players that are outside of that top 12, including Justin Thomas. So the top six, Scheffler, Clark, Harman, Koepka, Shoffley, and Cantlay. Those would be the six in. Now, if you just strictly went by who's the next
seven
through 12, it's Homa, Okay, so you'd like him in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about Cam Young at 8?
Yes.
Okay. How about Jordan Spieth at 9?
Yes.
Okay, for sure, right?
Oh, just, for sure.
How about Keegan Bradley at 10? He's won twice this year.
I like him. Yeah. And
he's kind of fiery. Like that.
He's flipping that club around. I can see him getting fired up on the first tee. Yeah.
How about Colin Morikawa at 11?
Love it. Yep.
And how about a guy that's playing great this year, Ricky Fowler at 12?
That's pretty strong team right
okay,
there.
Okay, there's your 12.
When I was looking at this, I thought if I was captain, I might just go top 12 in points this year.
Sam Burns is 13. He's been very inconsistent, I would say, over the last few months. Justin Thomas is 14.
Which is surprising, considering he's not in the top 70, but it's a multi-year
It's 2 years, system. That's right. Right, which, because this year he struggled, but last year is where he's got a lot of these points from. Then you've got Denny McCarthy at 15. Kurt Kitayama at 16, Will Zalatoris injured wouldn't be there, 17, Harris English 18, Tony Finau 19.
He'd be one maybe, but he hasn't shown much form lately.
Chris Kirk 20, and then Satith Sagala 21.
I like that, Satith Sagala.
Satith Sagala, yeah. Probably.
He's going to be, Thagala's going to be on the team the next time, I would almost guarantee. The trajectory of that kid's game. But I think that top 12 is a pretty solid.
Pretty solid.
I don't know where else you'd go off the board.
Who are you taking off of that top 12 to insert Thomas?
No one.
I don't want to take Fowler out. I don't want to take Bradley out. I like Keegan in those team settings.
I don't want to take Homa out. I don't want to take Morikawa.
Morikawa's been hot and cold this year.
Yeah.
But. Has he been any more hot and cold than Thomas? I don't know.
But he got a lot of points last year also.
Thomas in these settings, when him and Spieth are together, it's a really, really, it's a good pair. I mean, his Ryder Cup record's excellent, but.
Yeah, but if you can't, if you can't score.
Can I throw one more name at you? I'm going to go down all the way to 35. Dustin Johnson.
That would be.
Then who are you kicking out?
I might kick Morikawa out. Yeah. That might be something to choose there because he's not getting points because of where he's playing.
Correct.
And he is a player. And he's got Ryder Cup experience, which I think matters because that's a young team there. There's a lot of guys on that team that don't have experience.
Right. Clark will be a rookie. Harmon will be a rookie.
Homa
will be a rookie. Cam Young might likely a rookie if he's on him. He's 8th. I can't imagine they're going to pass him. He's been very good this year. I definitely want Fowler on the team. He's 12th. If somehow, I mean, Fowler would have to be a captain's pick, obviously. The top 6 is getting on points, but I think Fowler deserves to be on that team this year.
Yeah, he's playing too good. He's too hot. He's the opposite of Thomas right now.
For sure.
He's going in the right direction.
Trending
Thomas
up.
Is going in the wrong direction.
Yep. All right. We're live here at East Aurora Country Club as we sit on their beautiful patio overlooking the first and 9th holes. We're happy to be here. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about putters. Taylor Gessel from Callaway going to join us next. The Odyssey putter has been on fire on the PGA Tour with wins. He'll tell you a little bit about some of the details and maybe if you want to get in on some of that
your gearheads
right now.
Yeah,
that's right.
Your gearheads that like your putters. He's the guy to talk to.
So Taylor Gessel coming up next segment. Kevin Sylvester on the 3M Open in our final segment as we are here at East Aurora Country Club. Thanks for being with us. Tanner Saunders producing back in our Amherst studios. I'm with PGA Pro Jeff Minas. I'm Brian Colesiel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green coming up from East Aurora Country Club. More on the way after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
Hey everyone, I'm Niccolo Tempio, the owner of the Lynx Golf and Tap. I'm here to tell you about our brand new golf simulator, Bar and Lounge, that features 3 state-of-the-art TrackMan golf simulators. You can come play a round of 18 holes while enjoying all of our amenities at our full bar and kitchen. We promise to make your golf experience with us one of a kind. Book a tee time, book a lesson with one of our PGA pros, or book an event with us. We are located in Niagara Falls right next to the Rainbow Bridge, and you can find us on our website at thelynxgolfandtap.com. Come on down to the Lynx and get your swings in.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
Kevin Sylvester here for Golf Buffalo. What is Golf Buffalo? It's a brand started by two Buffalo guys that love golf and our home city. The gear features one of three unique Buffalo-themed logos on quality partner products from local or small businesses. Golf Buffalo is about Buffalo and golf and golf and Buffalo. To shop the gear, partner, or collaborate, visit golf-buffalo.com. Follow on Instagram at Golf Buffalo.
Conveniently located between Fredonia and Hamburg, Tri-County Country Club can be your home away from home this season. Located just 10 minutes from the Silver Creek exit and having been awarded 4 stars by Golf Digest, Tri-County has become a destination for members and guests alike. Come out to Tri-County and see why members and guests refer to us as a true hidden gem. With our rolling fairways, challenging greens, and superior conditions, it's easy to get lost in the beautiful natural scenery. In addition to a beautiful golf course, we have a full-service clubhouse, PGA-accredited staffing, junior programs, multiple practice facilities, member leagues and tournaments, along with welcoming members who love golf. Don't wait any longer. Become a member today and experience top-notch golf without the frills. Please give us a call at 716-965-2053 or visit tricountycountryclub.com for more information.
I'm Paul Peck, voice of the UB Bulls and head of sports development at VSP Graphic Group. We're a full-service vinyl graphics design and installation company right here in Western New York. At VSP, we specialize in helping local schools, colleges, and businesses enhance their brand with interior and exterior displays, signs, and vehicle wraps. Our newest project, the Tea to Green Studios. VSPGraphicGroup.com. Look bigger, look better.
The Western New York section PGA of America is ready to help you start your journey in the game of golf. The section, which includes Buffalo, Rochester, and Northwest Pennsylvania, is home to 275 PGA professionals and over 100 PGA-recognized golf facilities that have a collaborative mission of growing the game of golf in our region. Just look for the PGA badge at your local pro shop, and we can help you pick up a golf club for the first time, reach your goals of playing in college, find a career in the golf industry, or even take up the sport in a team environment through PGA Junior League. PGA professionals are the experts in the game and the business of golf and are just waiting to share their expertise and love for the game with you. To find out more about the Western New York PGA, their charitable arm, PGA Reach Western New York, and how you can join their programs and tournaments, please visit WNYPGA.com or you can join the conversation by following them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WNYPGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Oh, 7:31 is the time here. Welcome back, Tee to Green. We are live at East Aurora Country Club on a, I guess I'd call it a little overcast.
Hazy.
That's good.
Yeah, you walk out your door this morning, as you said, and it felt like you're in Florida.
It felt like I was in Florida.
Wall of humidity.
The wall of humidity, for sure. But it's supposed to be a really great week of weather, though, upcoming. I know chance of rain later this morning, but then I think later tonight clearing, and then the rest of the next like 5-6 days look great.
So. And they're cooler. Yeah, none of this 90 stuff.
I like the mid-70s.
Yeah,
it's good for golf. Good for outside stuff, too. Yard work.
Yeah, I'm in the quarter zip crew. Yeah, I like when you can play golf in a quarter zip.
Yeah, me too. All right. Next up here on Tee to Green, let's bring in our friend from Callaway Golf, Taylor Gessel. Taylor, good morning.
Morning, everybody.
Go ahead.
Good to see you, and thanks for helping us out with the Duster Challenge. We really appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. That's an event that I always look forward to. It's fun to see everybody. It was such a great setup. I was very glad that you guys changed up the course a little bit this year, too, threw everybody for a loop. So that was fun.
I liked fiddling with all the putters. You had all the putters on display there and all the colors and all the different styles and the mid-length and the heavy and the mallet. It was really cool to see all those putters. A lot of different ways to get the ball in the hole, aren't there?
I saw Jeff messing around with one of the one of our alternate putters. Obviously, putter technology is pretty unique in terms of the ways that we're able to develop these, like you said, different head styles and different head shapes. A bunch of different ways that we can build these putters for different strokes and different ways that you play the game.
So one of the things I don't think people understand, can you explain face balance versus like quarter droop or full droop or what the difference is and how it affects the golf ball and how it affects putting
And what?
Right. So yeah. So when, you know, if you hold up your putter and you kind of balance it on your hand, like a lot of us do, and we're just nervously waiting for our next time to putt, you'll see that the toe of your putter will either kind of sit flat and parallel to the ground, or it will start to droop a little bit. What that's really there to do is that's a balance that we use to be able to work against the natural stroke, kind of the pull in or the straight back aspect of your stroke. So that's there to counteract little differences and little turns that you can make within your backstroke, so that by the time that you actually do make your putt, that your face is square to your target and you're actually putting it in the direction that you want to. So, you know, as you might get fit for a putter, they're going to look at that stroke of how far inside you take it or how far outside or wherever the direction of that backstroke is, so that we can match the weighting of that head of the putter and the balance of the head of that putter, so that we can make sure, like we said, that the face is directly towards your target and you're actually putting it in the direction that you expect to.
And face balance helps a little bit with off-center hits. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, yeah, face balance putters will definitely help with a bit of direction there. And it's mostly a matter of which side of that hole you're going to generally miss on. Face balance putters will generally help to pull that contact a little bit back in towards the left-hand side and keep that toe moving a little bit quicker, so that we can move that right-hand miss that I know myself I struggle with sometimes, to move that back in towards the cup a little bit and give us a better chance in making putts.
So basically, when you're fitting someone for a putter or when you're looking for a putter, you look for a putter that matches your stroke.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and just like we all talk about aspects of our drivers and our irons in terms of shaft flex and, you know, head loft and anything like that, there are definitely fittable aspects of putters. You know, a lot of what comes down to which putter is in your bag could certainly just be of something that you like to look at. I know a few of my friends, a few of my family members, they're playing putters that are from Putt-Putt long ago. And so hopefully try to get them into Odyssey putters into the future. But there certainly are technical aspects of these putters that we care about. And you just got to make sure that it's going to match what is going to be best for a game.
That's right. Taylor Gessel from Callaway joining us here as we're talking about putting and putters. And Taylor, I'm sure you and everybody at Callaway has to be thrilled and maybe inundated with a lot of questions and requests. The PGA Tour winners over the last month or two here, there's been a ton of Odyssey putters out there. Callaway's got to be, I'm sure, pumped about that. Let's start talking about a few of these. The Jailbird putter itself, very popular. I know, you know, we got PGA Tour players with it. Just even the look of it, as you said, sometimes people just love the look of it. So
got a cool name.
It does, yeah. So how about a little info on the Jailbird and just maybe kind of why do you think it's being so successful even now with some of the PGA Tour best players?
Yeah, Jailbird's been such a fun story over the past few weeks here. That was a model that we came out with a number of years ago in our Versa line when we originally released it about 12 years ago. Immediately became popular with a bunch of players. Ricky was one of the first ones to adopt it when we first came out with it. I know Dustin Johnson at some point was playing that putter. And so that putter actually comes back to a technology that is currently part of our inline putters right now called our Versa technology. So Versa is a coloring system that we use on the top of our putters. People might be familiar with the black, white, black color scheme that we have on top of the putters. And what's that?
Helps with alignment, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Oops, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. So, yep.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. What that Versa alignment does is it makes it very easy to be able to look down at your ball that you're putting. And if you're even inside or outside and that putter is not correctly aligned to where you want to putt it, it's very noticeable. It's there so that when you're looking down at that, it makes it very easy to see that you might not be headed in the right direction. And obviously Jailbird, with the size of that head being on one of our larger mallet putters, it's very easy to see when you're not actually online if you're using that. I like to combine that Versa technology with our triple track that we use on our golf balls as well, so that you really have a lot of fail safes to make sure that if you're fairly confident in the direction that you want to make that putt, that not only triple track, but our Versa technology will help you get there.
What's cool about the triple track, if you watch golf on TV too, you can tell if a person striped the putt, because if it's rolling end over end properly, you can tell that they started it online, because all the players are using that or something similar to line up their ball when they're putting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Taylor, I think that's very satisfying to see.
Yes. Yeah, that triple track model. Players, even if they don't have that ball, we're seeing a lot of PGA Tour players, well, they'll make that, create that line or those couple of lines there to essentially create exactly what the triple track ball gives you right away.
Absolutely, yeah. As many opportunities as you can give yourself to get yourself on the correct line to make sure that you're actually putting it in the right direction, I think all of us would take that.
Yeah, we're trying to make this game easier. It's already hard enough.
That's right. Yeah. All right, how about another model? How about the TriHot 5K? That's another putter right now that people are talking about. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so TriHot's actually a fairly unique head design versus really how we've constructed putters for quite a while. The TriHot technology is basically like a multi-material head. So the firmer and denser material we use right up at the front of the face give us a great center of gravity location. But what we actually can do then is replace the rest of that putter with more of an aluminum, a lighter material. And what that ends up giving us is the ability to put these big, giant counterweights on the heel and the toe and make these putters incredibly forgiving. I use a blade. I used it while I was out of the duster. But blades aren't generally known to be incredibly forgiving putters. They're really just more of a visual story. But in TriHot, we have five different blade models that are statistically incredibly forgiving. So we can give ourselves a really good chance at getting a nice, stable stroke. Even if we might make little tweaks here and there that are going to put us offline, the stability and MOI and forgiveness of these putters keeps us online while actually still having something that looks like a blade and is more of the head style that we tend to find is more popular. This year we did add two of our mallet models, the Rossi and the Seven, which are two most popular mallet models that really take that forgiveness even another step further, because mallets are generally more forgiving on top of then using our most forgiving putter technology as well.
Yeah. That Rossi's been around forever. That, you know, different versions. That's been a good putter for a long, long time.
Yeah. All right, so we talked about Jailbird.
John Rahm's using too.
Yeah, that's right, John Rahm.
That Rossi's the one that John Rahm's using too.
Nice. All right, so Jailbird, we got info on TriHot 5K. How about Stroke Lab? What is Odyssey offering there?
Yeah. I mean, you see a whole bunch of different types of shafts on the PGA Tour and all, what our tour players are using right now. But Stroke Lab technology has been around for a number of years now. And really what that is we are replacing a section of that putter shaft with graphite so that as we make our strokes, very similar to what the TriHot technology is in terms of making these putters more forgiving, Stroke Lab is the shaft construction that is going to help relieve a few of maybe the little tweaks within our backswing and our downswing that are going to happen. You'll see a lot of them on tour. It's something that we've been very proud of to be able to see those red Stroke Lab shafts that you see on all of our major tours. Those are all Stroke Lab shafts. Those are all Odyssey putters. And so having that Stroke Lab technology within the shaft of that putter itself, just like we talked about triple track, just like we talked about Versa technology, any little bit of help that we can get to minimize slight little movements within our strokes, keeping us online as best we can, giving us the best shot to make those putts.
Taylor Gessel with us here from Callaway. Great information on putters and other devices and other things that they offer to make you the best putter possible. Taylor, what if... What would you say is the best method if someone wants to go try these out, learn a little bit more information locally in Western New York? Like, where do you want them to go if they want to get some more information about some of these great putters options that they have courtesy of Callaway?
Yeah, great question. I mean, and just like really the rest of the club discussions that we all have together every year, please go out and speak to an authorized fitter so that we can actually get you in the correct heads. Just like we talked about different toe hangs and different types of balances and lengths, it is still very important to get fit for a putter. We have a lot more technology nowadays than we used to. It's great to take advantage of it. So whether it's a partner that I know we have in Woods to Wedges or any of your local places that carry Odyssey putters, go and see them and try out some putters, see what you like, and then make sure that you get fit for them as well.
Yeah, Woods to Wedges, we always recommend a great spot to go to get fitted for any of your clubs, including your putters here. They have the Sam Putt Lab there. That technology will help you see what's the best putter for you. Woods to Wedges, by the way, on Whirly Drive, right where that Whirly Golf Dome is, which they said is going to be coming up real soon, which is good news for everybody there. Taylor, thank you so much again for your help last week at our Duster. We raised over $4,000 for PGA Hope. And thanks for everything you do to give everybody information about Callaway and make everybody hopefully better golfers too at the same time. So thanks again.
Appreciate it every time. Thank you.
Okay, great. Taylor Gessel from Callaway. And yeah, I remember.
You see those putters. They're distinctive.
They are. And look, Fowler won with it. Bradley won with it. I think Keegan Bradley won. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a putter right now that people want to get their hands on for sure. Okay, time out here from East Aurora Country Club. When we come back, we will go live to Kevin Sylvester, third man of our team, to talk a little bit about the 3M Open. He's been working hard all week for a PGA Tour Live on the coverage. We'll see what's going on the PGA Tour with only two events left before the FedEx Cup playoffs. With PGA Pro Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colziel. We'll be back to East Aurora Country Club right after this on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
The excitement at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda has its members enjoying their experience in so many ways. Continuous improvements to the golf course, the facilities, and the Pendleton Creek Pub are just some of the exciting things that the friendly staff are working on to enhance the Pendleton Creek Golf Club experience. Pendleton Creek would love to host your next celebration in our one-of-a-kind Pendleton Creek Pub and patio, where our staff can make your party a day to remember. Showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or any celebration, Pendleton Creek can host them all. While the golf course is private, the pub is open for everyone. Come in for lunch, dinner, or indulge on our Sunday brunch and see what makes the pub and restaurant one of the most unique places in Western New York. For more information about the Pendleton Creek Golf Club, contact Director of Golf and Membership Don Schneider or Food and Beverage Director Jackie Dewart at 716-694-0366 or visit their website, pendletoncreek.com.
Golfers are becoming familiar with Western New York's premier indoor golf facility. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan. We are conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. As well, we've worked with our friends at Custom Turf to develop a members-only, fully private suite. The time to join is today. Find out more and book a time now at mygolfdojo.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Good morning, golfers. Are you ready for another amazing golf season? At Glen Oak Golf Club, we're excited to host you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or just starting out, our PGA professionals are here to make you better and to make this golf season the best one yet. Come and enjoy our legendary Robert Trent Jones Sr. designed layout. We can't wait to see you at Glen Oak making birdies and lifelong memories together again this season. Visit glenoak.com today to reserve your spot at Western New York's most played golf course.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra.
The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firstteewesternny.org.
Welcome back, Tee to Green, live at East Aurora Country Club, and it is time for our PGA Tour Leaderboard check here. The 3M Open will be live with Kevin Sylvester in one moment. For more on the event, Lee Hodges is your leader through two rounds. 15 under par after a pair of beautiful 63-64s. Tyler Duncan is in second, four shots back at minus 11. Four-way tie for third, including defending champion Tony Finau. Justin Thomas, maybe the biggest name in the field, did not make the cut. We'll talk more about that with Kevin here in one moment.
And the PGA Champions Report brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. This week, it's the Senior Open over in the England, and it's the Royal Porthcawl Golf Course, and your leader is Stephen Alker, and in second place is Alex Chayka at 3 under.
LPGA Leaderboard brought to you by Puma Golf, the Amundi Evian Championship going on in France. Celine Boutier, the leader, 11 under par. Nasa Hatakoka under is and Yuka Sasso right now tied for second.
That's why I let you do the ladies.
Under par. Brooke Henderson, Canadian, tied for fourth. She's minus 7. Nelly Korda at minus 6. All right, let's bring in Kevin Sylvester now. He's working this week for PGA Tour Live. You can catch him there, ESPN Plus as well, as he covers the 3M Open. Kevin, good morning, and let's talk about Justin Thomas. He's not going to play the weekend. We know he was the biggest name maybe coming in. Struggles maybe continue for him and his quest to try to get into the playoffs and make him a little bit better of a candidate to be picked for the Ryder Cup team.
Yeah, things are just, you know, continue to be just off for him, where, you know, watching his first two rounds, covering it, some tactical errors, some bad swings. He's changed putters. He's using a counterbalanced putter.
you know, it almost looks homemade counterbalance, with all apologies to Scotty Cameron, but it doesn't look like a model you can go into Woods to Wedges and grab. he's got working. And he just, you know, like he used it when he first came on tour, a counterbalance putter. So he thought he'd go back with that. He said he'd putt with a shoe if he knew they'd go in. But it was really some swings. And, you know, he put two in the water on 18 yesterday, which was his ninth hole of the day, off the tee. And then his drop, and he, you know, hit a four iron that just healed it right in the water again, double bogeyed there. And then on the fourth hole, the par three, hooked it in the water, double bogeyed the fourth hole, and ends up missing the cut by a couple of shots. You know, he came back where he had a chance, you know, when the cut was currently at two under at that moment, and didn't make it. So, I mean, he's a grinder and can continue to work through it here, but it's just not the normal Justin Thomas that we've seen.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little bit about the leader at the top. Lee Hodges is on top. Kev, maybe a name that wouldn't be as familiar as Justin Thomas. What can you tell us about the leader here? He's got a healthy four-stroke advantage going into round three today.
Yeah, you know, he's had some moments early on in his career, and you know, when he's a rookie on the tour, when he came out the Corn Ferry Tour a couple of years ago, really came onto the scene and played really well. He's a University of Alabama product, but he's got game. He hits it plenty long, and interesting, he had the early late draw, the early players on Thursday, very calm conditions. You know, the fellows who played in the afternoon Thursday had the worst of it, gusting winds. It was really tough to play. And, you know, the flip side of that, you know, had the delay with the storm yesterday, which provided a cool moment. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, or heard about it. So Hodges, it was kind of a race to finish, right? He's playing great, and there was a question after the weather delay. Is he going to finish the round? Would he have to come back first thing in the morning to finish up and then, you know, tee off at, you know, probably 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock Eastern time. Maybe just a little bit before that. Well, also in his group, Justin Lauer, who's trying to make the cut. Anyways, Hodges is going along really well. It's getting dark. They play 17. That's completely engulfed in shadows. Sun is down. Lauer bogeys it, right? He bogeyed 16 and 17, Justin Lauer, two under par. Thinks he missed the cut, you know, just needs an eagle on 18. Hodges, they need to tee off. There are two groups ahead of him on 18, and it is getting dark, and we got indication they're going to blow the horn three blasts, which means you have the option to finish your hole in darkness or not. Right. And Martin Trainer is also in the group, and he's three over. So Carl Paulson, my analyst, and I were thinking, all right, you just had Trainer hit a wedge off the tee because players in the fairway waiting to reach it in two just so your group is off. Right. So you have the option to finish. Well, yeah. They were able to tee off. The horn blasts before their second shots. Hodges is on in two. Justin Lauer hits an incredible shot, a 12 footer. And in the darkness, made an eagle to make the cut. It's listen, there are winning moments, great shots we've seen. But it was one of the coolest clutch moments I've ever witnessed covering the PGA Tour.
For players like him, that's huge. I mean, every cut's important. That is really cool. And to see him get it done at dark like that, that's got to be a good feeling. He thought he was going home.
Yeah. Kevin, how about the defending champion, Tony Finau? He hasn't had probably the year that he would have wanted. Remember, he finished last year so strong, couple of wins, including the 3M. And this year he's been very quiet. And, you know, we were talking about Ryder Cup standings earlier. He's way down in the points. He's going to have to get red hot, I think, even to be considered to make that team. But he's got a chance to defend his title here. What, 10 under par? He's in a tie for third.
All right. So I think that's a lot of the story with Tony Finau, people thinking that. But if I told you, Brian, going into a year, you get two victories and be in the top 10 in the FedEx Cup standings going into the playoffs, you'd take it, right?
Correct.
Yes.
But, yeah.
I would take
Tony
it.
Finau.
Yeah,
that's Tony Finau. He's won twice. He's won twice this season. He is 10th, and I think guaranteed that position, which pays him a little bonus in the, you know, at the end of the season, and 10th in the FedEx Cup. But I think because of the way he finished last year, those expectations are super high for Tony Finau. He is in contention. He had a rough start yesterday, and his swing, if you guys watch the coverage today, there's almost like a Furyk-like little hitch now in his swing, which Seems a little different for Tony Finau, but we know this. This putter gets hot, which it did yesterday, you know, in about the middle of the round. You know, Tony Finau is to be someone to be reckoned with. And he's a horse for this course. Be interesting to see how he does on moving day five back.
Yep. Two rounds to go, plenty of time. You're right. Kevin, before we let you go, we were talking about it a little bit earlier. Jeff and me and you, we're looking forward to our first tee Western New York event at Craigburn on Monday, August 14th. The bidding, we know, is kind of increased, which is good news, but we're looking for more for a chance to play with us at Craigburn to support a great cause.
Yeah, when you think about this, you are going to help support the First Tee program, which is a leadership program. Show them teamwork, all the great things that the game of golf gives, integrity, honesty, all those things through the game of golf. And, you know, the First Tee program, they don't turn anyone away, regardless of money. So if someone can't afford the program, they get them in and so provide scholarships for them. So that's what this money is going towards, the First Tee of Western New York. Their event is Monday, August 14th at Craigburn, which, listen, you ask everybody, you know, where's the players track in Buffalo, and that is Craigburn Golf Club. So you get to play Craigburn. You get to play with us, the TD Green team. We're going to have a great time. You get all the things that come with the tournament. There's a gift bag, which is going to be great, and, of course, the meals, the drinks, all that. We're throwing more on, right? I know Jeff's going to give everybody, give the two players, it's for two spots, going to give them a tune-up at the Golf Dojo. So you get an hour session with Jeff Mitis there. Our friends from Golf Buffalo are going to throw some swag in. Our friends from Donald Ross are going to hook you up so we can all be a team. How about that?
It's going to look good.
You're getting some, you get some extras in there. So, yeah, we want to
think of the Instagram photos.
As we possibly can. Oh,
that's right.
Absolutely.
It is. Yeah, so if you want to be a part of it right now, if you go to our Tee to Green Twitter handle, at Tee to G Buffalo, we pinned it. It's right at the top of our page. A little video there with Kevin and I talking about it a little bit more, and then the link to bid. If you want to play Craigburn, you want to play with us, you want to support a great cause, it's like you're checking three big boxes here. It's like tic-tac-toe. Playing with us, playing Craigburn, supporting a great cause in the first tee.
And the swag.
And you're going to get some good stuff. That's right. Go to our Twitter handle, at TDG Buffalo. It's our pinned tweet right at the top. There's a video there from Kevin and I to explain a little bit more, and then the link is right there. You can bid, you and a guest. We'd love to have you on August 14th.
And we're showing up to win, boys. Come on now.
That's right.
Competition.
Of course.
I'll be ready.
Jeff's ready.
Brian's playing great golf. I mean, Brian,
yeah, we're ready.
Unbelievable. And, you know, I'm a gamer, so let's go.
I like it.
Kevin, when there's a big event, you rise to the occasion. I'll always vouch for that for you. I'm ready. We're ready to go. Kev, how could people...
Looking forward to... Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say, how could people watch you on PGA Tour Live this weekend? What feeds are you going to be on?
I'll be on stream 1 and 4. They were kind to give me a later start today since I finished up at 10 p.m. last night. 11:30 a.m. I'll be on stream 1 and then slide over to stream 4 at about 12:45 and be back and forth there. Kind of fun going from our total coverage then to our feature hole.
All right. Well, I wish you no weather delays and a smooth round 3 today. Thank you for joining us, Kevin, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, fellas. Looking forward to it.
See you, Kev.
Kevin Sylvester there. Again, you can watch him today on PGA Tour Live, ESPN Plus on the broadcast. All right, Jeff, that'll wrap things up here from East Aurora. Good show.
Yeah, fun day watching these golfers come up 9 here. It looks like a lot of players are starting to get their rounds going. This place is in good shape. I think I should get my clubs out of the trunk and see if we can play.
That's right. Well, we're going to go in and say hello to the great PGA pro here, David Jones, and say, hey, can you squeeze us in here?
Even though we're not members and it's Saturday morning?
Yeah. Hopefully that'll
go. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Now, the course looks great. Drew Thompson and his crew here, the superintendent, doing a great job. And we want to thank everybody at East Aurora for having us here today.
Yep.
And thanks to Tanner Saunders back in our Amherst studios. Our guest, Taylor Gessel from Callaway, Kevin Sylvester, of course, as always. For Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green will be at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda next Saturday. Hope you're with us next Saturday, every Saturday, right here at 7 o'clock on WGR on Tee to Green.
And play well this weekend.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA.
Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than just top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. For more information or to schedule a tour, call 433-5969. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
Hey, it's Kevin Sylvester here for Buffalo Orthotics. I have flat feet, and that leads to foot pain and plantar fasciitis flare-ups. Man, it hurts. But thanks to Buffalo Orthotics, pain no more. Buffalo Orthotics are custom-made cast orthotics that cost nearly half of what you pay at the podiatrist or retail store. And even better, their golf orthotics controls pronation during your swing, which allows for better use of ground forces and power. Those are the ones I have. Play pain-free golf this season, and do your feet a favor. Go to BuffaloOrthotics.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels, enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD4 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.